The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Joe Sebilia. With news guy Al Gattulo. And traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Wow. That's Al Damiola. Joe Piscopo on the radio, 905 on AM 970, The Answer, flagship station for all of Salem Media. You know what? Thank you for listening around the country. God bless you. You think we forget about you because we are broadcasting out of New York. We are the flagship station for Salem in New York on AM 970, The Answer. But we go to Texas. We go to Florida. We go to Michigan. Nashville, we love you. And you know, and all around this great, great, great country, we honored to have you listen to us. And we're proud to bring some spectacular guests on. One of which is Alan Dershowitz, Professor Dershowitz. He allows me to call him Avi. If you're out of the area, you know Avi is a nickname because this gentleman comes from the great borough of Brooklyn, New York. Harvard Law professor, host of the Dershow podcast, author of The Case Against the New Censorship. Avi, welcome back to the show, my friend. Great to have you with us.
Hey, it's great. I was back in Brooklyn just the other day. I was in Borough Park where I grew up. It was great. It's a completely different community, but it's a wonderful, wonderful community. And it's for me, when I get back to Brooklyn, go to Coney Island, watch the Cyclones play. It's great stuff. Go to Staten Island. I love it. So, you can take the kid out of Brooklyn, but you can't take Brooklyn out of the kid.
You know, Professor, I'm speaking to you from, it's so funny, I'm at my mom's house down the shore in Jersey, a little post-World War II cottage that we've had forever, and the neighborhood is down there, and all the ethnicity that I know comes from this neighborhood where I speak to you from, and it's interesting, we never forget our roots, you and I. I draw the roots from New Jersey, I know you do from Brooklyn, but when you go to... You know what Bob Dole said?
Yeah, but you know what you're talking to me now on Martha's Vineyard, where I am in splendid isolation because I'm a victim of left-wing McCarthyism. A whole group of people, Hollywood types, radical leftists, anti-Israel people, have gathered together to isolate me and my wife and say that nobody will talk to us or say hello to us. These are people whose kids I helped get into college, who I represented free when their kids were picked up for drunken driving. Now they won't even talk to me or my wife because, my God, I committed the worst sin in the world. I represented the President of the United States in front of the United States Senate. Yeah. And the reason they won't talk to my wife is they say she once laughed. She laughed at a Trump joke, which made her an enabler. I mean, this is just McCarthyism. Yesterday, I went to the porch and had lunch with a friend of mine in the Chilmark store, and my friend said somebody saw us having lunch together, and now they won't talk to him either. I mean, it's pure, simple McCarthyism of the hard left, and it's just shocking how people on the left are so, so intolerant. I mean, I'm a liberal Democrat who voted for liberal Democrats all my life. I just believe in the Constitution. But these guys don't believe in the Constitution. It's free speech for me, but not for thee. Due process for me, but not for thee. And so, it's interesting. I'm going to be writing a book about this, called The Price of Principle. Yeah. How expensive it is in terms of relationships, that kind of thing, to live by principle at a time when the country is so deeply divided. You have to pick sides. Red Sox, Yankees, you can't dispute for the Constitution. You have to pick sides. If you did anything for Trump, you're out of it. Forget about it.
And by the way, you were brilliant down there representing President Trump. You know what? What's great about you is you are a liberal Democrat. Do they not understand this? Do they not understand when you talk?
That makes it worse. That makes it worse. I'm a traitor. I'm a traitor. Don't I understand that being a liberal Democrat means you can't believe in the Constitution? You can't believe in free speech or due process?
Yeah.
If it helps the other side, that's what the left has become, unfortunately.
Well, what does it remind you of, Professor? Not to be dramatic, but it sounds an awful like pre-war Germany, where there was no discussion. It was our way or no way. And that's what they're spewing upon us these days, God forbid. I have got
I think it's more like McCarthyism because, you know, we still live in a liberal, open democracy. Nobody's attacking me. Nobody's painting swastikas on my house. They just disassociate themselves from me. That's what they did during McCarthyism. The interesting thing is that Martha's Vineyard, particularly Chilmark, where I live, was the victim of McCarthyism because a lot of left-wing people, Lillian Helmet, people like that, lived here, and they were the victims of right-wing McCarthyism.
And now
the people of Chilmark, some of them, not all of them, some of them are doing the right thing. But the people from this cabal of Hollywood, anti-Israel, hard left types, they decided to get together and form a kind of committee to make sure that I was never invited. So I can't go to the library to speak. I can't go to the community center to speak, where I've spoken for dozens and dozens of years and drew the biggest crowds.
Yeah.
I'm banned from the Martha's Vineyard Hebrew Center because it's a kind of J Street hard left anti-Israel. It's interesting because, it's a subject for a book for me. So I can't complain. Most of the people that won't speak to me, I have no interest in speaking to, but, for my wife, she has friends. She's excluded from things because she laughed at a Trump joke. And she didn't even laugh. I have the videotape. She smiled. She's in South Carolina. She's polite. She's going to smile at a joke.
Yeah.
But, she's now verboten,
Well-versed. Alan, before we get into the issues of the day, what's with the anti-Israel? How do these people who are now not talking to you, and I see how they look at me as well, and I mean, I've never been on any list, and I always joke around saying I'm not even on the wait list in Hollywood, because I supported President Trump, but we've always, my whole life, my friends, where I speak to you from now, Avi, my friends were all Jewish fellas who told me the beauty of the heritage of the Jewish religion and the greatness of the state of Israel. And I always supported that. But even they now, my dear friend, they'll vote Democrat when the Democratic Party now, and correct me if I'm wrong, is anti-Semitic. And you have anti-Semitic House of Representatives
I wouldn't call the Democratic Party anti-Semitic. Joe Biden is a great friend of Israel, great supporter of Jewish people. And look, Ilhan Omer is now, I issued a challenge yesterday to Chuck Schumer. Chuck Schumer used terrible words to describe the former president of the United States, called him a vile racist. All right. I don't like words like that. But if you're going to use words like that against the president of the United States, why not use them against Ilhan Omer, who fits that description much more? Chuck Schumer doesn't have the courage to stand up against the anti-Semites in the Democratic Party. That doesn't make the Democratic Party anti-Semites. Look, the people on Chilmark are busy eating their Ben and Cherry ice cream. They love the Ben and Jerry ice cream, the chunky monkey. And Ben and Jerry, of course, is engaged in anti-Semitism. Today's New York Times, Ben and Jerry try to justify their boycott, they're claiming that they're only boycotting the West Bank. First of all, it's not true. They're boycotting the Jewish quarter of Jerusalem. They're boycotting the Western Wall of Jerusalem, Hebrew University, the Hadassah Hospital. And by the way, they're selling their ice cream to some of the most repressive regimes in the world. Why Israel? Why do you pick the one democracy in the Middle East to boycott us when you're selling your ice cream to countries that are killing dissidents, that are hanging gays, that are doing terrible, terrible things to women? You have no problem with that. It's only Israel. And there's a word for that. When you single out only the nation state of the Jewish people and you expose it to that kind of a boycott, it's anti-Semitism. And you don't have to listen to me. Tom Friedman of the New York Times says, look, criticizing Israel is not anti-Semitic, but singling it out for undeserved criticism without going after other countries, that is anti-Semitism. And that's what Ben and Jerry's is doing. So I will never have another Ben and Jerry's in my life. I'm now eating briars, half the calories, half the price, twice the pace. I should get paid by Breyers for doing a commercial, but Breyers mint chocolate chip, forget about it. The best flavor. Compare it to Chunky Monkey with that stupid banana-flavored ice cream. Come on. And 400 calories for a little spoonful.
This is our best talk yet. Avi, I don't want to hold you. You are on fire this morning, my brother. I'll tell you what, I love it. Wait, stay with me for a second. Can we go to the January 6th hearings? I mean, where does that end up? What's the end game for that whole January 6th hearings?
Well, it's going to end up very badly. The American public's not going to learn anything because the hearings are being conducted in a partisan manner. What's going to come out is Democratic, quote, truth and Republican truth. What was needed was a nonpartisan commission like the 9/11 commission to look into the root causes. You know, we've been here before. Mm-hmm. This is not the first time there was an attempt to disrupt an American election. I was involved in the other one as a lawyer, the Chicago 7, the Chicago case, when in 1968, groups of people descended on the Democratic National Committee, some of whom wanted to disrupt the convention and make sure they couldn't nominate Hubert Humphrey. Others, boom, just went to protest. And that should be the way we approach what happened on January 6th. The people who went in and violently hit people and did things that were illegal should be held accountable. The people who just went to protest, people who may have trespassed, they should be treated differently. In fact, nobody in the venue will talk to me again after I say this. But I'm helping to represent one of the young men, a law student, who went there just to protest. He didn't even go to protest. He went to support the senators who wanted to have a hearing. Wow. And yes, he walked into the Capitol when the doors were open. He went to the gallery, not the floor. He stayed there for a few minutes. When the police asked him to leave, he left. He shouldn't be prosecuted. Yeah. He was exercising his First Amendment rights. So you should distinguish every single person has to be judged on what that person did, not on the basis of what happened. What happened was a horrible tragedy. It should never have happened. And the people who engaged in violence should be prosecuted.
Professor Alan Dershowitz on fire this morning with Joe P. on the radio. Before we let you go at 9:16, Avi, Governor Cuomo, Andrew, does he walk away from all of this? I mean, between the misconduct allegations and the nursing homes, and he is, and I mean this in a complimentary way or just an objective way, that he's a political animal. I mean, he is a fighter. Does he walk away from all of this?
I don't know. Look, I'm close to the Cuomo family. Mario Cuomo was a dear friend. I thought he was one of the greatest people in American history.
Amen.
I'm friendly with his daughter and son-in-law.
Matilda, how great is Matilda, Avi?
Yeah. Oh, she's fantastic. She came and heard me debate Chris Cuomo at the large synagogue in New York, Temple Emmanuel. And man, cheering on Chris. It was terrific. And then, of course, we hugged after it was all
over.
And we had a great time. So I'm not going to say anything bad about any of the Cuomos because they've been friends of mine for a long time. But again, he should be judged. Everybody should be judged. Presumption of innocence, individual acts, fair due process. That's all I ask.
Avi, you're the best. Thank you so much for this morning, Avi. Great, great chat. God bless. You know what? You wear it as a badge of honor to you and your wife. We love what you stand for.
We do.
Thank you for standing up for common sense, Avi. God bless you. Professor Dershowitz right there, Harvard Law professor. By the way, you want to check out The Dur Show. That's a podcast. And check out this book, The Case Against the New Censorship by Alan Dershowitz. Joe on the radio, Ken Cuccinelli is going to join us momentarily. Debbie's out there looking out for you. And as I look down the shore here, the rain's coming in. And I know it's coming up in up north as well. And you just got to be careful on the roads because it's going to come in pretty hard today. So Deb's got the traffic for you right now on AM 970, The Answer. Thank you, Debbie.
Hi, Joe. Yeah, we'll see a lot of thunderstorms today, so please be careful. Heading out through that area of Manahawkin right now, Joe, it looks like 72 slowing down just a bit here as you get up and out toward Mill Creek Road, out through Manahawkin, but no major problems on the Garden State Parkway northbound, heading right up toward exit 100 and in toward the Driscoll Bridge. Southbound Garden State Parkway construction by 116, and that's in the express lanes. Let's see what else is happening out here this morning. Traffic is moving a little bit slowly as you take a ride to 280. 280, really busy westbound, getting out toward the Stickle Bridge, getting out through Newark with an accident just cleared out of the way. And Flatbush Avenue looks like everything is blocked over by 7th Avenue. Some fire department activity over in Brooklyn to watch for. Traffic slowing down for you on the Belt Parkway West right by Sunrise Highway. An accident there as well. And expect delays on the Northern State westbound right at the LIE. It's an overturned vehicle right on that ramp. So definitely steer clear of that one as well. 202 in Cortland Manor, it's an accident as well. Watch for those thunderstorms today, high in the 70s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sees a reckoning coming.
It's just so painful to talk about the fake Biden administration. Yeah, I think they're going to be thrown out of office and revealed for what they are, which is horrifying to imagine that it's true. As I said many times, I don't want to believe it's true, but there's enough evidence pointing us in the direction that it is true, that they stole the election, and that this is going to come out. There's going to be a reckoning in the United States of America.
The Eric Metaxas Show, weeknights at 11 on AM 970. The Answer.
Jerry Hickey at Invite Health here. All of us have to take care of our heart and memory. That's why I start my day with Resveratrol Max. In human clinical research, 200 milligrams of trans-resveratrol supports memory, offers maximum benefit for your brain, and protects your heart. Resveratrol Max is formulated with grapeseed extract and quercetin and offered in oxygen and light-resistant vegetable capsules to amplify and maintain the benefits of resveratrol. Buy one bottle of Resveratrol Max at suggested retail and get the second bottle free. Order now and get free shipping. Speak with an Invite nutritionist 7 days a week or call to order now at 800-789-1125. The number for Invite, 800-789-1125. Visit InviteHealth.com for product information or to find our retail locations. Trust a brand offering the highest quality products made with evidence-based ingredients from clinical studies. Call Invite at 800-789-1125 for Resveratrol Max now.
Thinking of selling your house? Need to sell an inherited property? Call Calamine & Company Real Estate for a free no-obligation consultation. Louis Calamine will personally give you his honest and professional opinion while answering any questions you may have. Calamine & Company has a 100% success rate. Their listings always get sold, stress-free, and for top dollar. They've earned perfect ratings and reviews online, and you can't go wrong when you hire Calamine & Company. They always put clients' needs above everything else. Want to ask Louis Calamine a question? Interested in learning the honest truth about the real estate industry from a highly successful broker? Tune in to Louis's new radio talk show, Unfiltered Real Estate, on our sister station, AM 570 The Mission, every Saturday morning at 9, or call 718-998-1100 to schedule a private consultation with Louis Calamine. Visit calamine.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or odyssey.com.
Joe, telling you about Michaels of Brooklyn. Here's the number you can call. Just knocking my phone around on the microphone.
Oh,
sorry. 718-998-7851. It wasn't the cat. It was me. 718-998-7851. Bring the cat with you, please, to therapy today, would you please? 718-998-7851. Call for a reservation. And Fred is there. Johnny's there. Marianne is there. Michael is there. And they will bring, you can't, no cats, please. No cats. But you'll be able to have the meal that you just can't believe. And the authenticity of the Italian-Americans there at Michael's of Brooklyn. We saw the sauce being made. The sauce being made right there. Now, when I'm down the shore and I go to the store, I get the Michael's of Brooklyn sauce. And don't forget, my nephew Brett, a spectacular, world-class chef. My mother, of course, the best. She is the standard, and she makes the great sauce. But I always have a Michael's of Brooklyn sauce available. And this home-style gravy is to die for. You're going to love it. As you listen around the country, you can pick it up at the supermarket or go to michaelsofbrooklyn.com and you could join the Sauce of the Month Club. Michaels of Brooklyn, 718-998-7851. Ask for Fred. I thought you're going to love Michaels of Brooklyn. Michaels of Brooklyn, serving the community since 1964.
Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough tonight at 7.
Al Gattulo, sound effects by Al Gattulo. The cat and dogs, Scooby.
Otis looks at me all the time. He always has to say that.
I'm going to go back. You know, it's true. I'm going to go back. I forgot to tell my new girl to water the flowers. Think she knew to water the flowers?
Probably not, but, I mean, it's going to pour today. So, I mean, you won't have to worry about that.
All the problems of the home.
Yeah. Perhaps if you had a Ron Popeil product, it would have made your life easier.
That's right. You know, he never did really invent like a portable sprinkler or whatever. Ooh. So, you know, would have been good.
Or maybe I should put the bleeding hose. What was the name of that hose?
Bleeding hose?
I know what you're talking about.
It was not the bleeding hose.
The breathing hose? I bought a hose.
What a marketing product.
I bought
it's a bleeding hose.
I bought this hose and it.
But
it,
wait, like, there's more.
It lets water. The water comes out in little. Like
yeah, spurts, like sprinkle. Right. But then didn't you cut it or something and it like really went nuts? Didn't Joey discover? Yeah.
No. I put it on and I went to water the plants and the water wasn't coming out, but it was going throughout the whole hose. And find out the name of that, Joe, if you would. It's not the
bleeding hose, that's for sure. Oh, boy. What a marketer you are.
It didn't work. But anyway, hey, let me go, please. Let's go to Ken Cuccinelli while we can. You know, 925 Joe on the radio. Ken, welcome back to the show and happy summer. We're trying to have some laughs through these crazy, crazy times, Ken. Are you getting to relax this summer, sir?
Well, I'm staring at some mountains while I talk to you, but that's the relaxation of the day. Then I'm going to get on a plane, so.
back to work. We're down. Ken, when you were growing up in Edison, did you come down to Jersey Shore, where I speak to you from now?
Oh, yeah. 3,000 miles of beach in this country and 300 miles of shore.
Look at that. Yeah, baby. We loved it. We're still down here. Hey, Ken, I got to ask you, because you know this. Now, Ken Cuccinelli is former Virginia Attorney General. I guess I could call you General, I guess. And Acting Deputy Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. Visiting fellow, by the way, at the remarkable and great Heritage Foundation. So, I heard the story, and I saw it on Fox News. Griff Jenkins reported, who's great, a great reporter, and how they found a family at Whataburger in guess it was La Jolla, Texas, and they all were infected with the virus, and the police didn't know. Ken, this is true.
Well, nobody knew, right? Yeah. It's because this administration has ordered the Border Patrol and ICE not to communicate with the local communities about the people they're stashing there. And, you know, this was a one family of a group that appears to have tested COVID-19 positive for COVID, and they're not telling the communities. It's unbelievable. And it's abusive by the federal government. And, you know, it prompted Governor Abbott to move even more National Guardsmen down to the border to make arrests. And I think you really need to see in Texas and border states is they need to start returning folks to Mexico using their own state authority and not as an immigration matter. This is not see if they have public authority they can use. They can treat this as an invasion under Article 1, Section 10, Paragraph 3 for any of the listeners who like duck going up the Constitution, Article 1, Section 10, Clause 3. Yeah. You know, if states are being invaded, they can protect themselves. And that's what's happening down there. And unfortunately, it's the invitation of the federal government, including they're unbelievably unreasonable COVID-19 everywhere in America and with you and me, except the border. Yeah. Except the border, where they utterly ignore it.
Yep. They really do. You know what, Ken? You're breaking up because I think people are listening to us and they don't like what we say. And I swear, I'm not that I'm paranoid or anything, but I think they come in and because you're breaking up a little bit. But let's continue on. I swear to goodness gracious, Ken, I'm getting the way this administration is being run. I think they are watching me as I'm looking at my iPad. They're listening to us and they because we have lost calls. And I don't mean to be paranoid, but in the name of goodness gracious, when you were Acting Deputy Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security under the last administration, did you or did you not talk to the locals? You got to go to the local law enforcement to let them know what's going on, yes?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we valued those relationships as absolute platinum, and we were as affirmative in our actions and information as we could be. so they could plan and so they could work with us. So many of them were willing to work with us. You know, that was always an issue around the country. But in the border communities, they tended to be quite cooperative. And that helps our folks, the federal agents I was responsible for, be safer, do their job better. It's win-win all around, except this administration is trying to hide. They're participating in the smuggling of people into the country.
Yes, yes.
And that's why you hide it.
Yes, and Ken Cuccinelli, again, I've asked you this before, and I'll ask you again and again because I have to repeat it over and over again so folks who sample the shows, the morning shows, and ours being one of them, just so they know the news. I want to hear this on the mainstream media. Why this administration, whoever's running it, why they have no compassion for humanity? If you are going to let a family and have the virus and get out, and let alone affecting other Americans and other people, you know, who are they're coming in with, but don't they feel for the folks? I mean, it could be deadly. This COVID virus could be deadly.
Yeah. So
where's the compassion? So,
yeah, if people could see what it takes to get from, say, Central America up through Mexico and across the border with the coyotes that run this in cahoots with the drug cartels, the most evil, vicious people in the Western Hemisphere. Wow. I mean, you're in stash houses, you're in vehicles with people you don't know, and they jam them in there. And it's a human petri dish. Yeah. And the Delta variant is more transmissible. And like I said, Joe Biden cares deeply about that everywhere in the world except our own southern border. It's completely unreasonable. It's abusive of America and Americans. And look, folks, this is not unintentional. COVID-19 is very inconvenient for their overall plan of just importing as many illegal aliens as they possibly can. That's step one. Step two is get them amnesty, and step three is get them voting. That's the plan. And they're willing to absorb the American people being very upset about it because they view that as worth millions of votes for years to come. That's what's going on here, Joe.
Yeah. Ken, I so appreciate your time, brother, because I got to tell you, if I may call you brother, I'm telling you, it's like a Jersey Italian thing, but you speak the truth.
Amen.
And we get the – now what happens with the United States Coast Guard turning back 27 boats coming across from Cuba to America? We know how great the Cuban-Americans are, what an asset they are to this great country. Cuban-Americans, Biden, well, this administration, whoever's running it, well, they won't allow the Cubans to come in, but they're
– Well, they vote Republican.
Yeah.
So,
is that really the truth, you think? They're honestly
Mayorkas? It's like 70-30, Mayorkas is a radical leftist.
Yeah.
He is a radical leftist whose family escaped another radical leftist and apparently quickly forgot how bad that is for society and the world. It's terrible. I will say this, though. You intervene at sea because you want to deter other people from coming. That's a very dangerous trip. You think back to the early 90s with the Haitian attempts at waterborne illegal immigration, and it's very dangerous. It's even more dangerous than land route. And so they turn the Cubans back in part because they're the one immigrants they don't want. But also, you don't want to give the impression that can happen. Now, the problem is that kind of deterrence you should be using everywhere in your immigration system. You just described the inhumanity of essentially inviting people into these human petri dishes. Yep. On the land-based illegal immigration. It's nuts.
Yeah, it's so true. Ken, we'll let you go. Ken Cuccinelli. Ken, in the future, anything you could break on this show that you may be, any office you may be, I'll tell you, anything that you're
doing. A new Saturday Night Live script. Maybe one that's funny. It's been a few years.
I know. Listen, man, you enjoy it while you can because hopefully you'll get right back into public service ASAP. Safe travels, Ken, and all the very, very best.
Thanks, Joe. Always a pleasure to talk to you.
Our pleasure, indeed, our privilege. Thank you, sir. Ken Cuccinelli right there, former Virginia Attorney General and acting Deputy Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. He knows what he's talking about, and visiting fellow at the Heritage Foundation. My question is the humanity of it all. And, I mean, aren't we good? Aren't we good? And I always say I'm a God-fearing, church-going, you know, guilt-ridden Italian Catholic. I like to think I'm a good person with Christian values. I think I've made mistakes. Have I sinned? Who am I to judge, though, when I tell you that? But I keep thinking of the people. You know me. It's your pal Joe on the radio. I feel so much for you. Are you kind enough to listen what you got to go through, what they're dishing out to us? You know, and then I look at those poor folks come around, how scared they must be. You know, and then they got the virus and they're letting them out. They're letting them out because I think we're verifying it on this show. What we're seeing on television is that indeed that poor family was there at Whataburger having and just spewing the virus out there. But doesn't, if I'm Biden, then stay with me in this. Then we got a break. I know. If I'm Kamala, and now I know there's a family there, do you not worry that the family might die from this? Do you not care? Where's the compassion? And I don't know that I could turn anybody away. And I know you have to really from Cuba. Otherwise, it could be a complete onslaught. And they will send the criminals the way Castro did all those years ago during the what administration? Oh, yeah, the Carter administration. But I do you not feel for these folks? I don't understand the lack of humanity from whoever's running the White House. Joe on the radio, 935. Give us a phone call. Let us know what you're thinking. You got the airwaves. 877-970-2999. Al standing by with the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
72 degrees at 936. Excuse me, I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Interim New York City Transit President Sarah Feinberg stepping down Friday from the post that she has held for 17 months. Feinberg says leading the system during the pandemic has been rough on her family, and she is leaving to spend more time with her three-year-old daughter. She was brought in after popular transit boss Andy Byford resigned. There is word that Feinberg may be nominated to take over as MTA chair. The current MTA chairman, Patrick Foy, also leaving the agency Friday. The MTA's construction chief, John O'Lieber, is expected to become the MTA's acting chairman. The owner of a Ben & Jerry's shop on the Upper West Side says business is way down since the owners of the ice cream giant announced it would stop selling pints in occupied Palestinian territories. Joel Gassman, who owns a Ben & Jerry's on West 104th Street, says sales are so bad that he just announced he'll donate a portion of the money he makes in the shop to help educational institutions in Israel to get customers back in the door. Gassman, who is Jewish, says he wants his customers to know that he does not agree with the boycott and that he is a big supporter of Israel. He says he knows customers have purposely stayed away since Ben & Jerry's made their boycott announcement back on July 19th. Israel Prime Minister Naftali Bennett called the move by Ben & Jerry's shameful and a surrender to anti-Semitism. In sports, Yankees over the Rays in 10 innings by the final of 3-1. Brandon Drury with the go-ahead homer as the Mets beat the Braves 2-1. The Amazons now with a 4-game lead in the National League East on the Phillies. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. The inbound side of the GWB looks like you're waiting 5 to 10 minutes. Heading over to the outbound George Washington Bridge at some ongoing construction. Lincoln Tunnel looks okay. Holland Tunnel about 15 minutes getting into town. Let's see what's happening as you head over to 80 eastbound getting out toward exit 4 in Knowlton Township. They're doing some ongoing construction over there. Watch for some stop-and-go traffic in New Brunswick on Joyce Kilmer Avenue getting out toward Sanford Street. It's some ongoing police department activity with a full closure over there. Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn getting out toward Grand Army Plaza. Looks like that's closed with some police department activity. Traffic also slowing down for you this morning on the southbound side of the Van Wyck getting down toward Liberty Avenue with some ongoing road work. Let's see what's happening on the Northern State westbound right on that ramp to the LIE. It's an overturned vehicle right on the ramp. Scattered thunderstorms likely today, high in the 70s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Nature Valley. Summertime is the perfect time to get outside, enjoy the fresh air, feel the refreshing benefits of nature, and get your morning going. So grab a Nature Valley granola bar, get outdoors, and experience the energizing power of nature this morning.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been honoring America's heroes ever since. The foundation is bringing 200 mortgage-free homes to Gold Star and fallen responder families with young children and to our nation's most catastrophically injured veterans and first responders this year. To honor the fallen, Frank Siller is connecting on foot where America was attacked, the Pentagon, Shanksville, and downtown Manhattan, where he arrives the morning of 9/11. Thanks to your support, towers of light are to fill the sky at the Pentagon and Shanksville memorials again this year. People we lost to 9/11 related illnesses are being honored at a ceremony September 12th for the first time, and another first is planned for Veterans Day. Those lost in the war on terror are having their names read aloud. Honor our vow to never forget. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
Dennis Prager is pushing back against the establishment.
The more these people want to shove this vaccine down people's throats, the more I object. You thugs are a reason I am now suspicious of the vaccine, whereas I was not in the past. There's something awry going on.
The Dennis Prager Show. Weekdays at 1, right before Sebastian Gorka at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
I said Chantilly Lace and Eggshell, not matte.
Colby's Interior Design Consultancy is floored with new clients.
Wait, what am I looking at here? This looks like plaid.
They need an admin with an eye for design and a knack for numbers.
Okay, hey, Luke, take a look at this. Do those numbers look right?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Screen for quality candidates with the skills your role needs with Indeed Assessments. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. It is AM970 The Answer, 20 minutes before 10 o'clock. We're going into Mike Gallagher. You don't want to miss Mike coming up at 10:05. If you want to give us a call, it's 877-970-2999. My last day here at the at Grandma's, and I'll be back up in the up north going up. Oh, man, I got a crazy weekend, but we're going to make it work. Hey, interesting yesterday, too, jumping in the water. It was cold. I still went in. And when we were younger, we used to go in when it was very good. I would go into November. Do you know that? Around Thanksgiving, we would surf with Michael and with Big Dave was there. But we would, all of us, would go into the water and surf. Isn't that great? But we'd have full wetsuits on. I just had a rash guard on, you know, a top kind of wetsuit. But I went in and I started swimming. And I'm thinking like, all right, until I feel the pain, I'll stop. And I felt no pain. And I really attribute that to a relief factor because I don't feel the pain in my shoulder. I don't feel the pain in my knee. I don't feel the pain in my back. I don't feel the pain in my neck. You know, I don't feel, because if you think about all the little, I call little nicks that are in your body that kind of cause the pain, you could just sit down, go in front of the television and not move. And that's not healthy. You have to be fluid. You have to get out there. And I don't want to hear you say this to your children or grandchildren. You know, you go ahead, I'll catch up. No. And then you're like just barely trying to keep. No, you want to take Relief Factor. You got to try it. It's only $19.95. It's a trusted formula by thousands who have had the same problems as you and I. It's a 3-week quick start. You give yourself 3 weeks. It'll be at your house in a couple of days. The 3-week quick start, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384. And then you're out of pain, and you'll be up and at them, and be as active, you know what, as you should be, and it's what you deserve, like I always tell you. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today. ReliefFactor.com or call, please, 800-500-8384.
Carl Jackson, tonight at 8 and 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
ZZ Top. Rest in peace, Dusty. Let it go, Big Al. We'll get this Thursday going. Texas style.
It's the best of rock and roll right here, Dusty Hill.
R.I.P. Dusty.
Thank you.
unique sound. ZZ Top right there. Dusty Hill passed away, 72 years young. Billy Gibbons and Frank Beard posted on Facebook that they'll miss Hill's steadfast presence in addition to his good nature. They ended their post with, "You will be missed greatly, amigo." So great. What a great Texas sound. And rest in peace, Dusty Hill. We're talking about who else passed away. Ron Popeil, think of the pocket fisherman guy in 86. Do we know what he died of? Did he?
No,
I see three, four jokes went through my mind regarding the pocket fisherman or something about
the dehydrator. Next thing you know.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I was just thinking he got stuck in the dehydrator.
Yep.
Set it and forget it.
That's
Help me out. Get me out of here. And Ron Popeil passed away today because he sprayed GLH in his eyes. And got affected by what? God forbid. No, Ron, rest in peace. Now I'm being terrible. What happened? What did
it was the bleeding hose. I don't think they've announced a cause of death, but he had been hospitalized out in California, and then he was back
in Texas. So he had apparently he left the tour because of a hip problem. Oh no, you're talking about Ron Popeil.
Ron Popeil.
Well, I thought was Ron Popeil and ZZ Top.
Yes, wow. Yes, he was wearing a beard.
You are terrible. You are so bad. And they pulled him off the tour because he had to do some infomercials.
That's
for
the pocket fisherman and the Mr. Microphone. That's what it was.
What's the name of the hose? Did you find the name of the hose?
You know, couldn't find. The only hose I can find is the hose that like contracts and then you turn it on and then it expands. That's the only one I can find. I know it's not, but I'm saying it's the only one I can seem to find.
That, I think, is called the pocket hose. Because it's supposed to, like, you know,
with the
not
pocket
fisherman. With the pocket fisherman.
By the way, those things. Yeah. I'll tell you what works and what doesn't work. Doesn't work. That hose doesn't work. It'll last a season. The one that expands and then it shrinks. It'll last a season, which I guess is great. For 1995, it's worth it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it always leaves.
I'll tell you the one that lasted me a long time, and then I got something for free, and I use it on my grill now. Do you remember the brush? You'd put water in it, and like the grill would fit in, and then you would scrub
the thing?
Yes, that thing lasted me for I can't tell you how long. It was fantastic, and then finally it frayed. It just didn't work anymore.
It was leaking. Yeah.
But then a company sent me this new one that's you charge it up, you put it on the grill, you push the button three times, and it scrubs it for a half hour in the grill. It's fantastic.
It works. Okay.
Yeah.
No, it's called, and Matt Gavin, listening in Los Angeles, I love you, Matt. What? It's not an irrigation hose. It's called a soaker. That's the name.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Bleeding.
Not bleeding hose.
Terrible.
It's a it's a soaker because it was, and this is what I did because I'm such a Mama Luke. I go to Ace Hardware. And I see is $9.95 for a hose. And I go, fine deal for me.
Hey, look at that.
And I'm an Ace member, so I gave him my Ace number. And then I went over and I'm starting to water the plant, and the water's not coming out, and it's like dripping out. And Joey fell off laughing. My Joey was with me, my big son. Dad, it's a soaker hose. You're supposed to lay it across like your garden or something, and just turn it on.
Let me ask you a question, though. Does that Ace number ever work? I've never gotten a discount. My wife has a car. Yeah. We have an Ace Hardware. We spend money in there, nothing.
I'm an Ace guy. You know, I go in, I got...
it's Ace's High with Ace Rothstein.
Did you not?
Did you, Senator?
Excuse me.
Did you not?
I go in.
Stay
when I go
at
into
my
Ace
hotel.
Hardware. I turn to Ace Rusty. Did you not give me a soaker hose for $9.95? That does not work.
Yes, I did. So you
go in there and you wait in line at Ace, and then you go like this always. Oh, what's your phone number? Now there's people behind you,
right?
And I'm with the guy. Yeah. I don't like to give out my phone number because people are looking at you, and there's always the person that does not take the 6 feet distance that's on the floor still. That's down, breathing down your neck, crying out loud. And I go, give me a paper, and I write my number down. But I get a discount off of every time I get my Ace card. I get a discount, man.
What's worse is being in the supermarket. And the person in front of you, after they're checking out, the person has rung everything up and they're paying. Oh, I have coupons. Hold on a second. They start pulling the car. I'm like, hey, Good at Rudy right from the beginning. That's the whole point.
Oh, man.
Well, because I have to go food shopping tomorrow, so it's rare that I go on a Friday. So yeah, that's going to be
Use that in therapy. When the therapist says, what do you do? You know what? If you listen, and I know the beautiful women that are kind enough to listen to this show. Listen, they love Al because they know Al really, he does the laundry. He cooks.
I'm doing laundry today. Yeah,
look at this. Look at this. And, you know, now I know Jennifer works very, very hard, and we appreciate that, but you do a lot. Tell that therapist. She does. When they start yelling at you, Al, you're going to be buried. I'm telling you right now.
Oh, no, I know. Well, she took her dad to the hospital today because he had to go back to get his thing put in again. So, that's always a joy. So, anyway, that's her job. That's a different union.
It's
so
a Ron Popeil problem.
Right, yes, the pocket fisherman, certainly. Anyway, but... No, I do a lot of the although she cooked the last two nights. Yeah. So that was, you know, I didn't eat what she cooked last night, but she cooked the last
I'm sure she appreciates it.
She made pasta and meatballs. I wasn't in the mood for that. I had a salad. I worked out yesterday, so I didn't want to, you know, compound it by eating, you know, pasta and, you know, meatballs.
My nephew, Brad, he's one of the brightest attorneys you will meet, but he's a world-class chef. With his brother, Brian, they really are, and everybody knows that. And he made the pasta as well with the meatballs. I tasted the meatballs and the pasta. Spectacular.
When you say
rice,
tasted the meatballs.
Did
you actually eat a whole meatball, or did you cut it in eighths and have, like, a little sliver and, like, didn't even, like, have the sauce or put the meat in your mouth and then, you know,
The latter. Yeah.
How do you enjoy food? I mean, really, you eat like an ant. You eat like an ant. Yeah, exactly.
Like a chipmunk.
Yeah, like a chipmunk. No, but chipmunks eat more than you. I mean, I'm just saying. My goodness.
I got the flavor.
What does that mean? What does that mean? What does that mean? You want a Yelp review. I got the flavor of the pizza. What does that mean? If I'm looking at that, I'm going, why would I want to go there? The flavor. Just eat the meatball. The meatball's not 7 pounds. It's not like a giant. I have a friend of mine, a chef. He makes a giant meatball, and he stuffs penne pasta in the middle of it. So when you open it, there's pasta in there, right? You would never touch this thing. You'd look at it and watch it get cold.
Now, listen. Now, that's my problem. That's why I'm single, because I would drive anybody nuts.
Can you imagine going out to eat with this guy? You're out on a date. What are you going to? I'm just going to have a taste. The woman would be looking at him like, what's the matter with you? That's my job, not yours.
No, not to mention moving three times, getting away from the air conditioner.
Right.
Yes, exactly.
Do you mind if I leave now, Joe? Yeah. No, I understand. That's why women leave me all the time. Air conditioning.
My Uber's here. I got to go.
Joe on the radio, 951. That's not easy, Debbie. That's why I live alone. Otis doesn't mind.
He gets to eat all the scraps.
He's happy.
He is. Debbie's on the road. Now, you got some serious rain coming in. Be careful. I'm going to try to get out of down the shore early because I'm afraid it's going to come in. But that means traffic, so please be careful. Debbie's always looking out for you, Deb. All good in your life, Debbie? Everything okay? Summertime.
Yeah. Tomorrow we have our big golf outing for the New Jersey State Organization of Cystic Fibrosis. So that's going to be up at Crystal Springs. So that's going to be a beautiful day tomorrow. Thanks to all the golfers who are coming out to support us, you know.
St. Debbie of Duhame, you know.
Well, it's fun.
Joe will be there if you need him.
How can I go wrong? There's like hundreds of guys there, just a few women. Get to have fun. You know, flirt all day.
You got it. Hey, hi. How are you?
You know, it's kind of fun. We hang out. We laugh. We raise money for a great cause for cystic fibrosis. So.
As you always do, Deb. We love you. Debbie Duhame out there. 952 on AM 970, The Answer.
Thanks, Joe. Let's see what's happening right now as you head to the Taconic northbound of Pudding Street, getting up through Putnam Valley. Watch out. It looks like some ongoing construction over there. Now, if you're heading over through Jersey on Joyce Kilmer Avenue at Sanford Street in New Brunswick, that's closed with police department activity. The Garden State Parkway southbound, exit 130 on the ramp. It's an accident right on that ramp. Over on Pompton Avenue in Little Falls, some down wires. Inbound GWB looks okay. Outbound upper and lower, it's construction. Lincoln Tunnel looks fine. Holland Tunnel about 15 minutes getting into town. Traffic is slowing down on 15 southbound at Berkshire Valley Road down through Jefferson. They're doing some ongoing construction. Also, Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn. Police Department activity out by Grand Army Plaza to watch out for. And heading over to the Van Wyck southbound at Liberty Avenue, some ongoing road work. And over on the Jackie Robinson westbound, getting out past the area of the Van Wyck, it's an unauthorized tractor trailer. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
You have helped build MyPillow into an amazing company. Now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you. Get great discounts on all MyPillow products. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener specials. Get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. Mike's newest product is MyPillow Towels, made in the USA with 100% USA cotton, offering a six-piece set of bath, hand, and washcloths in a variety of colors. Originally priced at $109.99, now for a limited time reduced to $39.99. You heard right, $39.99 with the promo code AM970. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Call 800-651-0798 for these great specials. That's 800-651-0798. Promo code AM970.
It's the AM970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Today will turn out to be a mostly cloudy, humid day, a shower or two this morning. A couple of rounds of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon and early tonight. Those thunderstorms can produce damaging winds and cause flash flooding. Our high today, 78. Lingering clouds and a shower in spots late tonight, those 69. But tomorrow, partly sunny and very breezy with lowering humidity, high 80. Saturday, sunshine mixing with clouds, high 77. AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970, The Answer.
People wonder, do you have to have someone else do it for you?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do mine right now, okay? I'm going to use, should I use dark brown or silver black?
Silver black.
I want to look younger.
Dark
brown, the lady said over there. Okay.
Silver black?
I want dark brown, ladies.
I want dark brown.
And you sprayed it right there in the studio, right?
That's right.
Anybody can do this themselves. You don't have to have somebody do it for you.
Do they have all the products that is on his grave site, do you think?
that would be great.
Come on. All the Popeil products, you know. It seemed like such a nice guy, and he came up with these wild, wild products, but really led the way for QVC and the home shopping. And I know Telebrands is a huge company now. My friends over there, Tommy and my friends over there, they follow up with a lot of these products that actually work. But they should put a whole array of Ron Popeil products out there. The Pocket Fisherman, the GLH, you know, just out
there. A shrine.
Yeah.
A shrine.
You don't think they're going to do that at the wake? I mean, come on. You don't think so?
I think they will. I think they will. We got to find out. Hey, this is funny. People send me crazy memes. This is a funny one. Look at this. A Martian coming off a spaceship saying to a guy, the sign in the Martian's hand says, take me to your leader. And the citizen says, well, you sort of come at a bad time. That's a great joke. And here it is. White privilege, the ability to suffer life's universal indignities without blaming another ethnic group. Like, that's pretty much it, the white privilege. Keep them coming. And thank you for the correspondence. And thanks for your notes on social media and on Facebook. We're going to make way for Mike Gallagher right now at 10:05 right here on AM 970. The Answer, we'll be back in the morning. And we got a crazy weekend coming up, but we're going to get there Friday tomorrow already. Yay, Friday. And we'll get right into that. And also, we'll find out there's other stories. And I apologize. We get so silly or I get so fired up about one thing or another. We forget about bipartisan infrastructure bill. Will that actually happen? The feds to leave interest rates alone for now. And exactly. Interesting that that Powell said, he made the comment yesterday that maybe even with all of this, the rise in the virus, that it may not affect the economy. I believe it, when I see it, because a poll, 6 in 10 Americans think that Biden's policies are leading to indeed high inflation. And when I go back up the Garden State Parkway and I pull over and I got to pay almost $4 a gallon for gas, I'm going to feel the inflation as well. And rest in peace, Dusty Hill of ZZ Top, one of the iconic rockers of all time. Joe Piscopo on the radio. Joe Sebelia, great show, my friend. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Let's do it again tomorrow, man.
No promises. I'll try.
No, I know you will. Albert, thank you, man. All the very, very best. Good luck. You go to the today
Monday,
or tomorrow?
Monday.
All right, we're going to keep talking about it then, because we'd like to bring up all your personal issues on the air, if you don't mind, Al. Thank you. Debbie, we love you, and we love you for listening. Mike Gallagher's coming up at 10:05. Go out and make it the best summer day ever. Would you do that for me? You know why. Because you deserve it.
News.